when you create yourself to make it, you're going to have to either let that creation go and take a chance on being loved or hated for who you really are, or you're going to have to kill who you really are and fall into your grave grasping onto a character that you never were.
And so that behind the scene, that is to say, in reality, under the surface, you are all the actor. Marvelously skilled in playing many parts and in getting lost in the mazes of your own minds and the entanglements of your own affairs, as if this were the most urgent thing going. But behind the scenes, in the green room, you always have a very tiny sneaking suspicion that you might not be the you that you think you are.
All radio is dead.
Welcome to the Mind and Fitness Podcast. My name is Eddie Lindenstein. And as always, gosh, there's so many different things that I need to talk about in this podcast. But before we get started, I want to make sure that I thank Yabla, yabla.com. It's a language learning software system where you can pick up new language. And so they're big supporters of the podcast. I'd urge you to go to yabla.com. That's yabla.com to check them out. And also the patrons of the podcast, patreon.com/ The Mind and Fitness Podcast, if you feel like monetarily supporting the show. So, big thanks to Colette and Matt, Mindy, Irina, Kelly, Tony, Francisco, Ashley, Michael, Mike, Victoria, Chad, Anthony, Jen, and Nate, Eddie, Jenny, Christina, Ross, Julie, Casey. Big shout out to Alyssa, Brian, Arnie, Barb, and Kim. Thank you all so much for being supporters of the podcast. I can't thank you enough. And so I actually have another thing to bring up. Let me go find it. I have so many windows open right now. Let's see here. Okay, so I mentioned Matt a few minutes ago, and Matt was on the podcast not all that long ago. He was talking about creating an app. So we talked about Zen Pops, we talked about Joy Pops. He's an attorney, and I just got an email from him. Let me just look at this really quick. Okay, here's what he asked. So, hey Eddie, I hope all is well. I wanted to reach out with a request related to my startup. My team and I have completed a bit over 30 hours of qualitative interviews with patients and practitioners. We have spent the past 2 weeks reviewing the transcripts and notes to synthesize trends we are hearing. We have translated those trends into a questionnaire, and we are hoping to get out to a wider audience. The ultimate goal is to determine whether the trends we saw in the interviews apply more broadly. We will then be ready to move forward with a low-tech initial pilot program. Anyway, I was wondering whether you'd be willing to post the questionnaire on the Deleters of Pain page, which, hell yes, I will. The questionnaire is entirely confidential and takes less than 5 minutes to complete. And then he sends me this link. So, of course, I'm going to post in the group. But I would say if you're not on Facebook or you won't have a place to get that link, email me, eddie@themindandfitnesspodcast.com, if you'd like to be a part of this. We would love to get as many people reading it as or taking the survey as possible, and it would just be awesome if you could. So this episode is going to largely be about thankfulness and gratitude and that kind of stuff. And the reason that I wanted to go this route is because, as you're listening to this, Thanksgiving is tomorrow in our house. In the most wild of years, 2020, where for the first time in my 35 years, I will not be spending Thanksgiving with my family because of the pandemic. And so that has certainly thrown a cog in the wheels of this. My kids love seeing their cousins. They love seeing their aunts and uncles. They love seeing their grandparents, and they're not going to be around this year. It is a one-year sacrifice, and I have no doubt that next year will be awesome, more awesome than ever. But there were some things that I was thinking about, and one of the things I wanted to do was to get people's takes. What are they thankful for? What really cool thing has happened to them in 2020? 2020 has been such a difficult year for so many people, and I thought it'd be cool to just read off what responses did I get from people for today's podcast. But the first thing that I wanted to talk about was what I am most thankful for. And a realization that I had, this was several months ago, and I was trying to figure out a good quote or something that could encapsulate it well. And I remembered this clip from Jim Carrey, who I don't always agree with, but from Jim Carrey. And that was what played at the beginning of this. There was two parts to it when he was talking about the character, and go back and listen if you need to, but about the character that you're portraying and either needing to let that person go, let that character go, or go to the grave grasping onto a character that never needed to be there in the first place. And I was thinking about this and as it relates to TMS and the different characteristics of personality, whether it's perfectionism or the whole slew and variety of things that people can have that can drive them to these kinds of pain issues. And I started thinking about, I've talked about it before in the podcast, but Steve Ozanich talks about it a lot in his book, that TMSing over something essentially just means getting obsessed over something, whether it's a thought or a concept or a person or an instance or a story or whatever, really latching on to anything, especially as it relate to your personality, is going to be a big contributor of your TMS and your pain and your issues and all those kind of things. So I started thinking about what is the part of my personality that I have always had out there. What do I want my story or my legacy or whatever to be? And what has it largely been? And a large part of it has been this work from underneath pit bull comeback story. I went through all these things and I was able to persevere. I didn't get the greatest grades in high school and I want to make it into this university. And then I did it. And I want to make a certain income by the time that I'm 25. And I did it. And I want to be the top salesperson in my company. And I did it. I can always tell those stories, right? That's simply the character to which I am and that I align myself with, is being able to be a comeback kid and always talk about battling through adversity and all that kind of stuff. But then when I sit there and I really think critically about it, is there a ton of adversity there? Meaning, can I really sit back and can I say that there are the majority of people, the large majority of people, have had way more adversity than I could ever imagine ever having? And being able to have that perspective. And then you sort of simplify that and you say, is this even really an accurate representation or accurate part of my being and who it is that I am? And I don't think that it is. And being able to actually come to that realization this year in 2020 has been a really big and powerful thing, that I don't need to be the underdog. I don't know. I used to start so many Facebook posts or posting things like this. Here's all the things that happened to me. I went and saw this doctor and I had this surgery and I did all this and poor me, woe is me, all this kind of stuff and my pain and da 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 da. But then I overcame and I did this and I did that, and it just doesn't need to be a part of my story. And that whole thing, and this is going to be a really real moment, that whole element and that whole thing to me is so much of what this podcast is about. And it's why over the last couple of months that I've sort of gone back and forth with, do I still need to have this podcast? Should I still have this podcast? Is it really presenting a benefit to the people that are listening to it? Because if a lot of the story is being able to go through a lot of these arduous moments and then being able to come back, but I'm not the underdog, is this podcast still worth it? And so that, just to let you know, those are things that are going through my head. We just hit episode 150. There's still plenty of interviews to be had, but it's something I've been thinking about recently. The podcast is not going anywhere, but that's just something that I've come across, is that being able to really come to that realization in 2020 has been a big thing for me. So let's get to some of the comments, and I'm going to read off first names. Hopefully that's okay. There's a lot of them because this was posted in quite a few different places. So, and I haven't reviewed these first. So, all right, let's go. All right. So from Carrie. Hey, Eddie, I love this idea, by the way. Oh, let me actually tell you what the actual post was. I'm doing something a little different for the podcast next week. Can you please put in the comments one really awesome thing that has happened to you or that you've done in 2020? So from Carrie, Hi, Eddie. I love this idea. This year, thanks to your podcast, Curable and other mind-body work, I'm now at least 95% pain-free after 13 years, and I've started a new career in seascape painting. I'm just finishing my first large commission now. I haven't done anything creative for decades due to the constant TMS symptoms, so this is a hugely significant. That is awesome. I don't want to mispronounce this. Josje? 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 Finding you through Dan Buglio. Thank you. From Danny. 2020 was my first year pain-free in about 5 years. COVID allowed me to focus on building my website to help others so the same and finally fulfill a lifelong dream of getting my yoga teacher training. It's been a horrific year in many ways, but I'm still 100% grateful for my pain and the opportunity this crazy year has given me. From Julie, started weightlifting again and running again after 10 years of not doing it. Pamela, bought a Peloton. That is, that's all. And I love all the Peloton commercials. There's plenty of Peloton spoofs on YouTube. So kudos to you. Michelle, started my own mind, body, and somatic business to help others on their TMS and personal growth journey. It hasn't been easy, but it's always been rewarding. From Fabienne, due to a lockdown, I had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with my 8-year-old daughter. While this might seem like nothing special for others, it felt really awesome to me. Charlotte, overcame being camera shy, fear of being judged, and broadcast a series of petite Pilates sessions during our UK lockdown for families to do together. They were great fun, sweet stories. Hearing from other moms who said they were enjoyed moving more with their kids at home really cheered me up. Now I have a little package of kids Pilates sessions. Funny how I qualified ages ago, but I hadn't ventured into kids classes. Way more fun than serious adults. From Marley, I also got a Peloton bike, and I started harder workouts, walking and running steps near my house. I have really bonded with my two teenagers and husband during the last 8 months, mostly at home with them, and I am in my second and final year of medical assistant program. It's a total career change for me. Okay, this isn't just one, but three things. Thanks, Eddie, for your amazing podcast. And then Judy, discovering mind, body, and all the different resources. From Catherine, I qualified as a mind, body practitioner and appeared on your podcast. Not trying to suck up to you. It was a genuine highlight. thank you, Catherine. That's awesome. From Keith, during lockdown, I got to see my 1-year-old daughter go from crawling through the various stages to eventually seeing her take her first steps. Would have missed this if I'd been working as normal. Matai. That's not a question. Okay. We'll go to the next one. I stopped drinking entirely. That's from Chris. That's awesome. Preetha, I used a mind body approach to heal from a diagnosis of plantar wart, the underside of my foot. John, I moved to the beach. I love the beach. Faith, overcame being a housebound agoraphobic. Hold on. I'm going to Google this. Let's see here. What does that mean? It's an anxiety disorder that often develops after one or more panic attacks. Okay, so it's an anxiety disorder. So let me go back and read that. Overcame being housebound due to this syndrome. That's awesome. Allison, figured out that I wasn't crazy, that I have PTSD, which can be healed long-term with Sarno and mate, meaning Gabor mate. Josh J. again, finding Dan Buglio, and from there on, you. Thank you. From Enda, after not running for 6 months due to TMS symptoms, I recently ran my fastest 5K ever. God, I love hearing stories like that. As you know, I am an athlete. If you want to call me that right now, there's no competing. So, I am what I am. But I do heavy weight lifting, snatch, clean and jerk, squats, that kind of stuff. But I also do CrossFit, and I do that every morning, 7 a.m. Used to be 6 a.m. when I would go to a class, but now I've been in my garage by myself for the last 8.5 months, and that is by far the longest streak of doing this stuff in my garage by myself that I've ever had. And so that is awesome that you ran your fastest 5K ever. From James, I had weeks with little to no fibromyalgia pain through Sarno. Comes and goes, but it's still progress. From Kenneth, I met the girl of my dreams and discovered TMS. From Louis, Louis's alter ego, Eddie, got his black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu at 51 years old. Eddie has been chronic pain-free since 2012. That is awesome. From Anna, started driving more and exercising daily no matter how I feel. Rebecca, if you're listening to this, Rebecca, I want to have you on the podcast. So please send me a message. Rebecca was on, she co-hosted the webinar that I did with a couple people a few weeks ago, and she was just lovely. And so I finished several mind-body trainings with Schubiner and others, created my own coaching website, started blogging about mind-body healing, and prioritized coaching as my life's work. From Mel, discovered I'm in perimenopause and adopted another rescue kitten. We have 5 cats now. I've got a cat, Stella. She is about the sweetest kitty ever, and I feel bad because our insane dog Lucy just terrorizes her, but she holds her own. She's 11-year-old. She's very feisty. She'll be 12 in April. She's very feisty. From Cassandra, I managed to save $10,000 for a house deposit on a very low income. That is awesome. Joe had you on our webinar. Thanks, Joe. Guy, while the world is in chaos, I think 2020 was good for self-reflection and development. I have hope. I believe all of my issues are due to myself and the physical symptoms are TMS. That's awesome. Ariel, discovered TMS, left a career that hadn't been serving me for years, and finally realized that I am worth fighting for. Yes, you are, Ariel. P.S. I love this post. That's also from Ariel. Christina, got certified as a life coach with a focus on mind-body syndrome. Started my own coaching practice and created my own coaching website, all while working part-time. That is awesome. Congratulations to you, Christina. You and I have conversed a lot over the years. It's so cool to see you post that. Amy, I was redeployed for 5 weeks this year to assist with patient care in the COVID ICU. It was during this time I discovered TMS. I am now 5 months into my recovery and very grateful for this journey. From Kim, I created Self-Healing Masters, a community to teach others about TMS and mind-body wellness. It's an extension for the mind-body practitioners I've trained to help people self-heal. From Chaz Smith, started my own podcast, which was a long-term goal, and started offering playful movement classes, which is the first step in the direction of coaching movement again. That is killer. From Cheryl, I am 53. I was suffering from chronic costochondral bronchitis, sinusitis, tensions, tension headaches, and gastritis. I found Dr. Sarno's books, and I'm healing, and I know I am worthy of healing. I am a sporty person, and yes, made it back up on the water ski. Not two skis, I slalom ski. There's nothing wrong with my body to the doctor who said I would never water ski again and that all my muscles were ripped to shreds. Just from looking at me. No x-ray MRI scan was done at this point, but here we take some anti-inflammatory meds. No thank you. God bless you, Dr. Sarno. Unconditional love and forgiveness is an incredible feeling. It really is. From Rachel, I got accepted into a intern credential program for the special education and now both gainfully employed as a teacher and working on my credential. That is awesome. I come from a family of teachers, and I've often thought of that as a potential career step path down the road, though right now I could not imagine the teachers that are teaching remote. I watch my oldest daughter's first grade teacher teaching 20 kids on Zoom. I cannot imagine. It seems like the toughest career imaginable right now. But with that being said, it will be different. I have great belief that a year from now, it will be a very different place. Letting go of it all, at least in the United States, it will be a very different place. Letting go of it all and let be. I had so many plans. You make plans and God laughs. Now I go with the flow instead of being a control freak. Peace with us all. And then I'm going to round it out with Whitney Rideman, who's a hell of a follow on Instagram. I don't have her handle with me, but if you type Whitney Rideman, you'll probably find her. I always joke that she has the best looking bun on Instagram. And by bun, I mean... for me, it's a man bun. I don't know what you call it for a woman bun, girl bun, whatever it is. But I always tell her that her hair always looks awesome because it does, no matter how it is that she puts it together. And I am insanely jealous. So Whitney, shout out to you. She had said working for Nicole Sachs, which is awesome. And I am a, adorer of Nicole Sachs. In fact, her podcast just this past week, she had somebody who was on talking about C. diff, and I completely forgot that C. diff was something I got diagnosed with really early on in this stuff. And a fecal transplant was talked to me about, or I was talked to about. I'm happy I didn't go that route. Turned out I didn't have C. diff. I tested negative for that. But the doctor wanted to put me on a strong cocktail to help me with the symptoms before getting the results back. So I declined, and I'm happy that I did because it would have just been more unnecessary drugs. So that's what I got. What did I got? I just read 50 comments in a span of like 14 minutes. So a 20-minute episode. Yeah, I'd love to hear your story. Send me an email if you'd like, Eddie at themindandfitnesspodcast.com. If you're celebrating Thanksgiving this week, happy Thanksgiving to you. This has been the Mind and Fitness Podcast. Thanks, everybody. Take care.